One way to get to know a new place is to ride public transportation, especially the bus. It's like taking an unguided tour, a tour where there's often as much to see inside as there is outside the windows.
Approaching 11th and Harrison.
The most popular buses in Oakland are the 1 and the 1R. The 1, which is the local route, makes 105 stops in three different East Bay cities. It's a trip that takes 4 hours from start to finish. More than 22,000 people ride these bus routes every single day. Most don't own cars. This is the only way they get around. The buses travel right through the heart of the Fruitvale and San Antonio neighborhoods along International Boulevard, also known as
East 14th, man. It's the main drag of Oakland. They change it over to International. I like International too, but it's East 14th.
Whatever you call it, it's a road and a part of Oakland with an identity all its own. KALW's Julie Kane took a ride on the 1 and came back with this report.
Have fun on the 1.
Look, that's just what I'm going to say it too.
Bye.
When I first got to Fruitvale, I asked a woman outside the BART station where to catch the bus. She looked me up and down slowly.
Well, the one over here is on this side, and that goes to East Oakland.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to go over there.
The 1 bus has a reputation. Just like the East Oakland neighborhoods it runs through, you never know what might happen. The day can turn from peaceful to deadly without warning. Crime is high, and people are poor. But today, the streets of Fruitvale and San Antonio are vibrant and full of life. Ice cream vendors' bells blend with hip-hop pulsing from passing cars, and Mexican ballads seep out of the doors of dark neighborhood cantinas. The people speak many languages, Vietnamese and Spanish, Chinese and English. People tend to keep to themselves on the streets, but on the bus, everybody comes together.
Anybody behind you?
No, I said.
At the front of the bus, an elderly lady sits with a tight grip on her purple shopping cart. A woman speaking Spanish to her kids wrangles grocery bags and a stroller towards the middle section, where there are more empty seats. Towards the back, young men slouch low, listening to music and looking out the windows.
What? 10 more cents. One more dime. It's right there in front of you on the fare box.
Robert Hawkins is behind the wheel.
It's like a switch turns on in your head because you know that you're getting ready to deal with a bunch of mess, or the potential for a bunch of mess out here. You got a question? Oh, okay. I thought you said excuse me.
Hawkins has been driving the number 1 bus for 5 years. Drivers with more seniority tend to avoid this route, but he knows it.
No, I actually used to live in the Fruitvale area in the 20s. Basically, I was raised by the street. I recognize things that an ordinary person on the bus is not going to recognize when I'm driving through those neighborhoods, so when I'm driving, I just try to focus on what I'm doing and nothing else. Answer people's questions if they have them. And just try to make it through the day as peacefully as possible.
The woman with the grocery bags is named Rosa Lopez. She takes the 1 every day.
To my appointments, to school, to my immigration in San Francisco. You know, it takes you where you have to go and it's cheap.
Lopez also grew up in the neighborhood, and she says it doesn't really deserve its reputation.
Everybody's out here, you know, friendly. If you're friendly to them, they're going to be friendly to you.
One of her daughters reaches up and pushes the button for their stop. And Lopez gathers their things and shepherds the little girls out the back door.
Come on, this way.
Out the windows of the bus, the signs are in Vietnamese, Lao, Spanish, and English. We pass by all kinds of mom-and-pop businesses, restaurants, flower shops, Western wear stores, a beauty parlor. A storefront church with a hand-lettered sign butts up against a deli advertising burritos and Vietnamese banh mi sandwiches. I get off the bus for a few minutes at 29th and International. A Vietnamese man named Duyn is at the bus stop sitting in the sun. He lives in San Antonio, the neighborhood west of Fruitvale called Little Vietnam, and he's on his way home.
How much longer till it comes, do you know?
Well, now it's, I think, about 10 more minutes.
Do you like it here?
No. The neighborhood is they're not safety. But the house pricing is cheap to get all the poor people in the neighborhood.
It's not safe, he says, but the housing is cheap. So it's just poor people living in the neighborhood. Behind him, in the shade of an awning, a woman is crocheting a bright pink baby sweater. Her name's Lori Greenway, and she's not waiting for the bus. She lives on a fixed income and sits here most days, hoping someone will stop to buy something she's made.
And they've gotten used to seeing my smiling face, you know. And so a lot of the ice cream vendors, fruit vendors, even just people that I see on a regular basis, if I'm not where they're used to seeing me for a couple of days, it's like, what happened? Are you okay?
That tension, the worry if someone is okay, is in the air in the neighborhood. It always feels like something might happen.
One, Berkeley Bart.
In the same way, the one has a reputation for being a wild ride. I get back on, still expecting something crazy to happen. Towards the back of the bus is Addie Ortiz. She rides the one to and from school every day.
I remember this one time, we were riding the bus, and this little girl, she was sitting right by the door, and her mom came with like three other babies, and she was just standing there, and the little girl got off, and the door opened, and the mom was right there, and I didn't pay attention to her, and like 5 minutes later, we're like, hey, excuse me, and she was just like on the phone, and then she was just like, where's my baby? We're like, we tried to tell you your baby got off like 5 minutes ago right there. And she's like, oh my gosh, like, get off, stop, my baby. That was just crazy to me. I was like laughing, like, oh my God, this lady. But yeah.
I hope it turned out okay.
Yeah, she got it. She just ran back. That was funny, but crazy. It was scary.
In the very back, a couple rows behind Ortiz, Julius Conley is looking out the windows.
You know, I got on here one time, and it was late at night, and this guy got on with, like, a duffel bag and started tripping and trying to make people get up out of their seats and trying to punk them and stuff. And he was just like, do you know what I got in this bag? Do you know? You don't know. Get up. He said, you don't know what I got. Don't know what's in this bag, you know, like this bag right here. And I was just sitting there like, damn, like, don't know. I got a chopper. So that's what it's like. Yeah, you don't know what's in the bag. Ride that one. You'll find out. Ride that one. You find out what's in the bag, you know. So, right.
All right, well, take it easy.
Appreciate you talking
to me. Likewise.
All right.
Most everyone on the bus has some kind of story of how just when they thought they'd seen it all, something new and unbelievable happened. But on the day I rode the one, what I saw was something much more ordinary. Regular people traveling through the neighborhood, getting to work, to school, to the doctor, or just getting out of the house. In that way, the one is kind of like East Oakland itself. A place with a wild reputation that a lot of people call home. On the one in Oakland, I'm Julie Kane for Cross Currents.